Bye.
Last month spelt the end of a major six-year project for Czech businessman Pavel Policar, the head of a company that helped build what is now the world's tallest building, the Arab Emirates' Burj Khalifa, until recently the Burj Dubai. At an incredible 828 meters, it is the world's tallest freestanding structure. And it was the family-owned company Pega, based in Pardubice, founded by Pavel Policar's father-in-law, that designed and built the world record-breaking construction elevators that helped make the tower a reality. Before then, the firm had designed and produced hoists for buildings 200 or 300 meters tall. But even such skyscrapers are a different league from what Policar calls the super talls. In Arabic, Burj means tower, and this was one tower that was unique from the very start. Businessman Pavel Policar.
When we saw first the picture of Burj Dubai, it was at the level of their actually foundation contract, far away from civil engineering contract for the upper part of the building. And we said, oh, what a challenge. Come on, we've got the technology. We may have the technology. We weren't sure that we have the technology for this particular building. But we have the technology for the local conditions. Well, this would be a reference. This would be a challenge. And we spent almost three quarters of a year analyzing calculations, static calculations, technical, just to make sure that we are up to the contract, that we are technologically, because, you know, it's a challenge, but it's also a lot of responsibility, including financial responsibilities. So we like x-rayed ourselves. We put a serious mirror in front of ourselves. And we were looking for three quarters of a year or a year, fine-tuning, getting all our competitive edges, getting the concept of hoisting. Before we actually started bidding, we wanted to be sure.
Pega had already been present in Dubai on a number of smaller projects and also involved in major projects in Australia and the USA. But to clinch something like the Burj meant many hours of careful negotiation, research and assessment. Eventually, Pega Hoist bid successfully for the deal. Pavel Policar again.
There is about 50 Rakempinian manufacturers around the world, out of which is a top 10, out of which there are two who always meet at the top. Is the Swedish and us, at the top of tops. And so far, all the Toronto Tower, Chicago Tower, 101 building, Petronius Towers, everything's been built by our Swedish competitor. Everything of the super talls was built by our Swedish competitor with Samsung. So this was the first real super, super tall we were bidding, and that's why we spent so much time on double-checking on us, if we are up to the project.
Winning the contract, what followed was the hardest job of all, the grind of putting up and managing a dozen hoists at the site, which operated practically 24/7 over 4 years' time, lifting equipment and personnel, of whom there were as many as 12,000 on site. Day-to-day operations meant being on call at all times, whether at home in the Czech Republic or in Dubai.
4 years of responsibility. Every minute, you know, I had a phone call since 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday night, saying, hey, Puff, we've got a problem here. Okay, can you help us? Yeah, yes, give me half an hour. I woke up, I called my, you know, technicians and engineers over here. If we managed, so we helped over the phone. If we didn't, well, the next few days we were on the plane heading over there. Because one of the things on site and one of the parts of the contract, it was a daily sanction for non-operations, $150,000. Which obviously is a considerable money.
All the same, Pavel Policar says, operations went smoothly. That doesn't mean they weren't stressful. And I asked him how, when he had the time, he managed to relax.
It's got to be something adrenaline, something very fast. I used to compete on skis, downhill skiing, all my life, and volleyball. But I can't do it anymore because I've been operated in X, Y, and so what I do is I started motocross when I was 37 or 39. Years old, and I play ice hockey. So ice hockey, within 2 hours, you're completely relaxed, completely stressed, bruised, and you know, full of injuries, equally from motocross. But they are so super, super intensive sports that then I can sleep, which I normally can't because of stress. Then I can eat, which I can't normally because of stress, and then I'm reasonably bearable husband, which I'm normally not. So I think the answer is motocross and ice hockey.
When he wasn't giving his all on the track or on the ice, it was back to work. But there is plenty that Pavel Politsar could be proud of. At the Burj Dubai, the hoists which Pega had designed and built broke world records, among them the feather in Pega's cap, a high-speed lift climbing from zero to an incredible 425 meters.
We called it Intercity. That was the one that was, for instance, stopping only or traveling very long distances. That was the fastest machine. The 425 meters, 100 meters per minute speed with 3.2 tons of material. That was the world record. Then there was one just dedicated to the material, for instance. And then there were machines with odd or even floors stopping, just to make the trafficking as efficient as possible. And we fine-tuned this with Samsung, and they were really good at that. And it worked perfectly. Everything regarding the hoist was designed and built, manufactured by ourselves, except for parts like motors, gearboxes, which we have to buy, and we do buy them traditionally from a large German manufacturer.
According to the businessman, working above the clouds was an incredible experience.
It's like airborne pictures. I mean, if you do some flying, relatively low-level flying, or when you're heading for takeoff or landing, pictures you can see from Burj are physically airborne pictures. And the VIP flying zone for the helicopters was about 300-400 meters. Imagine we were working 2 months at the level of 700. And we were looking down to the helicopters with the VIPs sort of circulating around the building, saying, oh, right, that's a flying zone. But our workplace is almost the double of the flying zone of the helicopters.
And Pavel Politsar says he went close to the very top where his firm built a permanent hoist to be used by maintenance crews. It rests at more than 600 meters above the ground.
We would be a bad managers. There would have to be something wrong if we had exclusivity for Rakenpinion technology, if we wouldn't have won this particular one. On the top of it, obviously, that is highest placed elevator in the world in all categories. And the machine is there, is handed over to the final customer. It's approved and it's running. So it's a cherry on the top of the cake.
The Burj Dubai, or Khalifa as it has been renamed since opening, probably has to be seen to be believed. Working on such a project for Pavel Politsar and his team was no doubt a dream come true, one aiming for the very top. Where does Pega go from here? Right now, given the impact of the worldwide financial crisis, it's difficult to assess when the new super tall building will go up. But there's no question Pega will be back. After all, the company has an amazing reference, having helped the tallest structure in the world rise above the clouds.